Yeah, that's right. Flula, milkman. Party times!
Hurricane and Scruggs.
Live from San Luis Obispo. This is Hurricane Scruggs. You want to know what's happening? It's Hurricane Scruggs. This is Hurricane Scruggs. I'm JD Scruggs here with Owen Main, the Hurricane.
What's up, JD?
What's happening, pal?
It's a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday. We are here live from the fansmanship.com network podcast studio.
It's palatial.
Yeah, it is.
I almost set up like a, I thought about setting up a camera for this podcast just to like, you know, have another way of consuming it. But
like so people can watch us like on their video.
It's not quite ready.
Like a video
YouTube,
stream?
Like on YouTube, like not a stream, but you could like post these to YouTube and people could watch them whenever. Just, I mean, it's the same way you listen to a podcast is via YouTube, except, you know, especially like at work or something, like you can put YouTube on in the background.
Yeah, because people want to see two old fat guys sitting in it. Palatial studio.
I even listened to a Jonah Carey podcast today on the Grantland Network. They just had a picture the whole time, and it had four. Because on YouTube you can like embed links on top
of it. Sure,
like go to specific parts. So it said like this is the part where he was talking to AJ Ellis about Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
This is the part where he was talking to him about the Giants rivalry. Then he talked to like a Angels guy, and he talked to him about Mike Trout on this part. And so there are like four options on what to skip to if that was the part that you really
sure. So we're like, we're gonna talk about Batman v Superman. If you want to avoid spoilers,
well, you don't even have
click
to
over here,
and you don't even have to say that because it's just up on the YouTube like with the picture in the background. So it's not like you're actually watching it, but you just have that with the links.
Well, why don't we just not say anything? Let's just do a podcast where we don't say anything.
If you want to know about Cal Poly sports, click here. It'll be like, you know, you're
like it just goes to another YouTube video. It just goes to another YouTube video where it's like, if you want to hear this about Cal Poly
or to like gopoly.com or something. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's just like, it'll be a roundabout thing. You know what? We should do that. That'd be really cool. Like you do a YouTube video with just like links to click, but then when you click on them, it doesn't actually go to any content. It just goes to like
just
the next.
Just keeps playing the same.
It goes to the next option of things to click on.
Oh, like a never-ending phone tree.
Yeah, totally. Like a really, really unsatisfying choose-your-own-adventure book.
Yeah.
Where nothing ever happens.
There's an amazing Monty Python sketch about like a guy paying to have an argument, and he pays like $5 to have a five-minute argument or £5 or whatever to have a five-minute argument. And the guy's like, I'm here to have an argument. He's like, no, you're not. It's like, yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. And then just like, you know, then they argue about whether an argument is actually just taking the contrary opinion or saying, no, you're not versus actually having an actual. it's awesome, but it's super unsatisfying to even listen to. But it's like exactly what the guy paid for at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to.
There's some brilliance to that.
If anyone wants to pay for an argument, I'll take $3.
JD will argue if you want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know that or are you just saying that?
I know that.
That's my reputation.
No, I'm just saying like if you want to like take a strong stance in a direction that is questionable, JD Scroggins there to, you know, he will let you know. I remember last year there was a,
oops, sorry. That was my watch hitting the table. You didn't hear
that?
Oh
no. Like,
you can't break your concentration for anything.
Or my chair. Well, yeah, I'm very ADD. So yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
My concentration gets broken.
Last year, somebody said
it's gone.
Something.
No, I was watching the Portland State game on TV when you were up there in Portland at Geldwin Field. I think it is, right?
Yes,
that's where the Timbers play as well.
That is correct.
And that's a pretty cool field. I guess I would say it's one of the nicer stadiums in the big sky, right?
It's Portland cool. State. The cool thing about it is, to go on a quick aside, is like it totally looks like a soccer stadium. It looks like the soccer stadiums you see on TV, like from Europe.
Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't look
like
a football.
Or like the one in LA. You've probably never seen the one in LA, like the Home Depot Center.
On TV.
But it probably looks like that.
They play the high school state championship games there. So I've seen it on TV. Yeah, similar thing. Like you see it and you're like, whoa, that's not a football stadium as I know it. That's a football stadium.
But there's really great sight lines in those stadiums usually. And like they're decent stadiums.
It's totally cool. And it was like redone and kind of new.
They're just a little bit wider than like, I'd say like probably like a Montana or a Cal Poly. Like they're going to be made for like the width of an actual soccer field.
It's a totally different vibe being there.
Different deal. Anyway, so you were up there and I was here watching the game.
Were we supposed to argue about that?
No, I'm describing an argument that you weren't afraid to have.
I'm talking about how I'm going to come and I'll argue with you, but then I took your side. You're like, this is cool. And I'm like, that's cool. This is great, like, podcasting, isn't it? Like, we just agree on everything.
There was a super clear, I think it was a face mask call. I think it was probably, offensive face mask?
Yeah.
Or it was an offensive something, maybe a helmet to helmet.
There was
a
questionable thing where if you were a Cal Poly fan, you were saying that it was a face mask and or horse collar.
Yeah, it was a horse collar. That's what it was. It was a horse collar. Yes. I mean, and it was, and on the replay, because I mean, and I don't know if you had the same replay as we did. Probably not.
I had no replays.
Right.
I had only my memory of watching it happen.
Your pure eyes and your gut feeling
yes.
about it. And so I'm sitting, you know, in the bar actually in AG. I forget what it's called, but it's a good one. Where they show the game sometimes. And I was sitting there with somebody else and it was pretty clear, like, horse collar that just didn't get called. And that happens sometimes. I mean, there was a pretty clear face mask last week, that didn't get called, you know, where I think it was Chris Brown's head was like back, you know, it's like turned all the way around and I caught it like pretty much like mid turn. It's okay. It happens. That stuff happens.
Pretty clear is different than other people's idea of pretty clear.
And so number one, like I said, this was a horse collar. And the way that you argued it was, and you can tell I'm totally like forgiving of things when I think other people are wrong, which I think you were in this case. But when I was watching it, it was pretty clearly a horse collar. And your question to me on Twitter when I said that, you said, what's the horse collar rule?
Oh, yes, I do remember that. And you couldn't say. So if you can't say what the rule is, then how can you say it was against the rules?
But I know it when I see it, J.D. Scroggins. I know a horse collar when I see one.
We went through this last week. You are a rules stickler.
Yes.
Stickler yes. for the rules. You are a yes. rules geek, I think yes. is what we decided
Just
upon.
Just like I couldn't have said the five good things about bicycle riding in order, but I know when somebody's not following one of them because I've been around it for long enough, and I've been around football for long enough to know what a horse collar is and what a horse collar is not.
But
so I looked it up.
Horse collar rule is new. It's a new rule within the past few years. So
yeah,
you can't
but
say,
I've been
like,
watching football
I've been watching
for the past
football
few years.
For 30 years. But you can't say like I've been watching football for 30 years.
I've been watching
I know
football
what this
for longer than this
is about.
Rule, for longer than this rule's even existed, and I've seen it with and without, and I've seen plenty of. I consume things on TV quite a bit, dude. So.
But that doesn't matter when you're interpreting a new rule. There's going to be confusion. It doesn't matter if you're a 30-year referee.
No, but
look, okay, there were umpires, for instance, in baseball who've been umping for decades, right? But there were players who've been playing for decades, too. They were struggling to interpret the new home plate rule so much that it got changed. It's right. So like, just because you've been around the game for so long, like, know how to see it.
Okay,
like, no,
but the horse collar
rule
is an easy one, in my opinion.
You have
and
to know what the rule
the horse
is.
Horse collar rule is an easy one, and I knew it, and it was a horse collar, and I went and looked it up on my phone.
Dude, you're yelling really loud.
And I was not, okay, what? And I was not wrong. And I was not wrong, is my point, is that you inappropriately called me out, and I was not wrong. And I looked up the rule that night and I linked you to it and it said that I was right.
No, it didn't it, say it, that you
said,
were right.
It said Owens. it said for more about this rule or for alternate interpretations, please ask Owen Main
okay.
at Fansmanship on Twitter.
So I think we're coming up to another one of Owen's rules for life.
Is listen to me
Owen's
when I
right.
when I'm watching something, listen to me. If I'm in the press box and like and somebody says like if I'm watching like a soccer game, for instance, it's really hard for me to keep my like to keep my mouth shut sometimes uh-huh. when like somebody's like, who was that blah blah blah, and I know I'm not supposed to be the one that like calls out like who's taking the corner kick or like, but those are things that like I know what's happening most of the time if I'm watching the game from up there. And I have to like just keep my mouth shut. Or like I'm watching a game last night, okay, I'm watching a game on the Pac-12 network. I'm watching the UCLA
yeah.
Cal Poly 0-0 overtime draw.
Yeah.
And who was it? Justin Dillon gets what he thought was fouled, right? He thought he got fouled. He ref didn't call anything. He got up. He went and fouled the other guy for sure. And the guy on TV said, "Why is Justin Dillon complaining? That was definitely a foul." And Justin Dillon wasn't complaining to the ref after that call that his foul wasn't a foul. He was complaining that he got fouled on the play before. And if you're like a professional color commentator and you can't see that, and I can see it from sitting here watching on TV, then there's something wrong with what's going on. Or maybe I just watch it differently than other people. But like what happened in that sequence was way different than what that guy talked about. And that kind of stuff really bugs me when people don't notice stuff.
So we got to make a Owen's rule for life.
Notice things. Keep your eyes freaking open.
Owen's rule
open
for
your
life.
Eyes.
Owen's rule for life. Nobody notices things.
Nobody notices
as well as Owen.
I didn't even say that. People notice. You notice stuff that I don't notice all the time. My point is, open your eyes, and if I notice something, then other people probably should as well in some level. Okay. I don't know.
Well, regards to that Portland State thing,
Don't be blind.
I'll give you this. You had a much better vantage point of the replay, which was definitely a closer view of the play. Yeah. At the same time, you are clearly in the corner of Cal Poly in that debate. So, like, I have to take what you say and apply it through the filter of, here's somebody who's a supporter of Cal Poly.
I'm also a noticer. I'm also a noticer, and you'll be on my side on this one.
Yeah.
I'm also a noticer of home field calls in college sports.
Sure, sure.
Wherever you're playing.
Well, like, I'll watch a 49ers game, and I'll jump and scream and be like, that's pass interference, or that's a foul, or whatever. But I'll be angry about it at the time, but I also realized, like, well, I'm also a 49ers fan. There's probably other calls that went the 49ers way that I wasn't jumping up and down yelling, like, hey, that was the wrong call. You know,
speaking of the 49ers, JD Scoggin.
Bad calls happen. They go back and forth.
Speaking of the 49ers, dude.
Speaking of?
What happened?
I don't know. I wasn't watching the game. I was at my son's birthday party.
They lost to a really bad team, apparently.
My son was having a birthday party. I saw they were comfortably ahead. I got scoring updates, and then
Kaepernick,
I saw that they lost.
Four interceptions?
That was pretty much all I know.
I think Kaepernick threw three or four interceptions. Nobody on Twitter was happy. Everybody was like, this is the biggest meltdown ever. The 49ers have no chance, no clue.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, that is definitely a rule for me to live by.
One's rule for life.
So
Owen's rule for life number four, or is it number three? I didn't bring my file this time of, like, Owen's rules for
it's
life.
It's in the file.
I'll add it, though. When I go back and get to my laptop, I will add it into the file as I see fit. I'll just paraphrase. I'll just paraphrase, and we'll make sure that we get it right. It'll be good. So this week is, speaking of Cal Poly.
Yeah.
Wow Week. And if for those of you who are listening who may not know, Wow Week is the week where the Cal Poly students move in, right? They come to Cal Poly and the new students have, like, orientation.
All the freshmen, freshmen moved in, like, yesterday.
Yeah. And they do things. They do activities.
They do stuff. And it's kind of neat.
There's competitions, right?
Probably. It's like an introduction to San Luis Obispo, introduction to the area. They walk around. They probably take, like, the bus around at some point. They want to show them.
Yeah.
Farmer's Market this Thursday night is going to be just ridiculous.
Yeah. Last year during Wow Week, I remember going out to a Cal Poly football practice, and there was, like, 500 kids out there playing Red Rover. And I was like, what is this?
There were college students on the way up on Grand, because apparently the cars were backed up all the way to Monterey on Grand, who were trying to get up to the dorms yesterday. And just the parking was just, you know, silly to try to, you know, move people in, and, you know, they're trying to move cars through and whatever.
Sure.
But that whole way up there, there's some houses, you know, with college kids living in them. And I was told that there were not many clothes and many, many, libations being consumed, and, some inappropriate stuff too. But you know, that's, these college freshmen are going in there, like, with wide eyes at this point, being like, oh man.
So are you going to take the stance of,
real,
like, since you are a San Luis Obispo resident, are you going to take the stance of, like, get off my lawn, college kids?
Well, I live on the other side of town, number one.
Okay.
So
you're not annoyed about Wow
Week?
Does Wow Week affect your life here?
College starting does. So whether it's, like, Cuesta or Cal Poly or whatever, like, there are new kids that live next door to me.
Yeah.
And
put a shirt on.
Like, every year. No, it's not like put a shirt on. It's like after, like, 9 or 10 o'clock at night, like, if you're still in the back going, okay, here's another rule. If you're a girl at a party and you're outside in a neighborhood making this noise, woo, isn't the best thing to do. Okay. It's not the greatest thing in the world for people who are your neighbors, and it does nobody any good anywhere. So, like, you'll have this kind of steady noise of the party that I can sleep through if there's a party next door outside, and then you'll have the woo, you know, out there, you know, that noise. That's when Owen starts calling the cops on his neighbors, for having too many people. So no, I'm not get off my lawn, but I am, like, be respectful. Let me know when you're gonna have a party, how you're going to do it. I have a 1 year old. I got to sleep. She woke up for like 2 hours in the middle of the night last night.
This is like the movie Neighbors. Did you see that movie Neighbors?
Jenny
summer?
Did. No, I didn't.
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. I heard it was pretty.
It has local Central Coast native
Zac Efron.
Yeah, he plays one of the frat guys.
And yeah, a little bit different role for him for sure.
A little bit different to be like the young hot guy.
No, to be like the frat guy, the antagonist.
Oh,
he's usually
okay.
the protagonist in any movie. That
well,
he's in.
We'll see. It depends on how you watch. It depends on what demographic you're in the movie when you watch the movie.
Fair
see,
enough.
You're an older. You know, husband.
Aren't we both?
Yeah, you're in. Well, I'm just saying, you're an older husband who has a kid that was close to the same age as the baby in the movie. So I understand how you can associate with the, you know, the protagonist in your words, Seth Rogen's father character.
I mean, I haven't even seen it. So,
but just think, if you're a frat guy, if you're a college kid and you go to watch that movie, you could have a totally different view of who is the protagonist.
This probably says a lot about me, but like, I think if I was in college, I would have been like, man, that guy's an a-hole. I think that probably says a lot about me.
You haven't even seen the movie
yet. No, but I think this says a lot about me, that's like the probable thought that I would have had. Like I was.
You got to see the movie first, man. So, you can't say that out of nowhere.
And I didn't party like a lot. I was okay. I wasn't like a whatever, wet blanket. But that being said, like I was always very, this is noticing things, right? This is my whole like notice what the hell's around you. If I was out on like I went to UC Davis has this thing called Picnic Day. I was in the pep band at UC San Diego. We went to a barn party at somewhere around Davis after Picnic Day. There was like, I don't know what you know. Picnic Day is like their open house basically at Davis. And so there's like a barn in the middle of nowhere. So I was, you know, everybody's making noise, whatever. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You're in the middle of a pasture, in the middle of a field, in the middle of nowhere, right? Whatever. Play loud music till whenever you want to. Do whatever you want to do. There's also the version of that that is that you're in somebody's house in a neighborhood that has mixed, you know, people like living in there, like, you know, families and college students and, you know, whatever. It's not like, a very like uniform whatever. It's college students interspersed with people who have jobs the next day. And that's a different story. And I'm always like super hyper. You can ask anybody. I mean, I'm hyper vigilant in hotel rooms about making too much noise.
You're hyper today. Not that's to cut off your story, but like
I had some coke.
There is no
not
AM.
Cocaine.
Where's AM radio, Owen? You vanquished him.
I don't know where you went.
It's angry Owen today.
I haven't had a soda in I hadn't had a soda in like 2 weeks.
Well, would you have a surge?
No, so like this weekend I was super sick.
What's that one called?
Surge, surge.
With double the caffeine.
Jolt cola.
No, yeah, which you have.
So I had like, I was sick on Sunday, like I was puking and stuff. So I told my wife to get me some soda, some Coke, because that like soothes the tummy.
Okay.
Along with ginger ale. And so I had a Coke today at lunch because I had a few left over. And
I sincerely apologize to anyone who's listening to this.
No, they like it. You've been begging for the pumped up Owen.
This is
here
like,
he is.
This is like intravenous Owen.
Here
almost.
He is.
This is like, you're taking up the whole stream.
JD, I have a few WoW Week pro tips for San Luis Obispo residents.
Pro tips for WoW Week.
So if you want to see, if
like
you want to see
someone says Red Rover,
don't come over. Apparently not. Number one, if you want to see craziness Thursday night at Farmer's Market, there will be craziness. It's just a great people watching event. It maybe is the best farmer's market of the year, or the worst, depending on who you are. So
depending on if you're a dad or a frat guy,
or if you're just like somebody who likes to people watch. Like I would go down there with, like I go down there with you.
If you're Seth Rogen, don't take your 1 year old.
I'd go down there with you and just like sit at one of those, like stand like at one of those like curbs and just like watch the craziness pass by, like the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. Like it's just,
maybe you should stand there and promote the podcast.
I should stand there and promote the podcast?
We should stand there and promote the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, you're married. You know how it's like. Your wife says, we should do something, and it really means you do it.
I know.
Like, do you think we should throw out the trash? That's what my wife will say, things like that. Don't you think we should do blah? And it's really like, you need to do this now.
Yeah, my wife's pretty direct about it. I'm the more like indirect one out of us.
So you're the wife?
No.
Is basically what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
Because wives do that, Owen.
Do they?
Yeah.
Huh? Who knows? Maybe I'll have to.
Well, you are wearing shorts.
We'll
see what
we live in a new. We live in a new era here, JD.
We'll see if Jenny's wearing pants.
Roles get mixed. What are you gonna do? So yeah, that's,
okay.
Pro tip number one.
What's pro tip number two?
Pro tip number two is watch out for other drivers. If you're driving in town this week and you see maybe a nice car with a
kid texting in the front seat,
with like a BMW, like a hot BMW that's like that looks like there might be somebody who doesn't know where they're going driving it. Like, give them a wide berth, give them some distance, because you know, they might say, like, they might have like a LA or like Burlingame license plate frame, or like a, you know, like some kind of a LA or Bay Area, you know, it'll say like Pasadena or like, you know, Pacific Palisades or something. Yes. Like that. And you say, okay, like, this is a college student who's
coming up here. And those BMW drivers are different than the everyday BMW drivers in Slow County that just cut you off and go faster than you.
Right. That, yeah, because they know where they're going, right? So they're like at some level.
Not only do they know where they're going, but they know that they need to get there way before you.
Way before,
because
you.
They probably are better human beings.
Human beings, yeah, deserve it more.
They deserve it more. They've earned it.
Not just BMW drivers. There's a lot of them. I might be one of them sometimes if I'm late to a game or
luxury
something.
Car drivers and slow.
I would love to be one of them.
I got to say this. I was stuck in one of those traffic jams. You know how you're driving on 101 and it's one of those like holiday weekends?
Between like Pismo and Slow?
No, this was like between Ventura and Santa Barbara.
Yeah, on the coast.
Yeah,
on the coast where they're doing construction always.
Between Ventura and Santa Barbara. I'm driving back.
Were you in La Conchita?
I'm trying to remember what stretch.
Were you at the Ventura County line?
I was past that, probably close to Carpinteria. I was past the point, you know that little rock island out
the
there?
The fake island where all the muscle
shoals,
oil comes in?
Yeah. Muscle Shoals or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I was past that point, and the traffic was at a standstill or whatever, right? And it was just not going. And of course, people are ticked because the traffic's not going. And then, I don't even remember what kind of car this person was driving, but it's like total CEO of something driving a luxury car.
Or somebody who thinks they're the
thinks
CEO.
Thinks they're more important than everyone else, drives onto like the
right shoulder?
The shoulder, yeah, on the right, and just starts passing everyone. And you're like, who is this guy?
I've seen it.
And so someone
was
else,
it James Loney?
One of the proletariat, so to speak, pulls out.
Yes. I do that all the time. Yes. That's me.
Pulls out to block the way. And that person got so mad that they got blocked. And you would think like
that they were entitled to it.
Yeah. And like, so everyone watching is like, who is this jerk in the
and
luxury
just cracking
car
up that somebody actually
CEO
blocked them.
Of somebody.
Just yeah. cracking up that somebody blocked.
Oh, totally. I was laughing. But I mean, it could have been somebody who needed to get rushed to the hospital or something. But more likely, it was a total jerk who thought they were important than everyone else who was stuck in the traffic jam and needed to go past.
If they would have been in like a Chevy Malibu, then it would have been like, okay, maybe this person's actually like needing to get somewhere. But if they're in a luxury car, you kind of assume that they don't actually need to get somewhere.
No, you
that just
think
trying
that
to
they
are,
they think they're more important than everyone else.
So number
pro
two,
tip,
number
the
two.
People in the BMWs,
or
this
know,
week,
be
at
on
least.
The lookout for who's around. Just be. It goes back to my rule, JD, yes. is know what's going on around you.
Yes,
for a half a second.
For this week, at least, the people in the BMWs
just
aren't
be aware. Be
jerk
aware.
Jerk CEOs. Yeah. They're lost students,
lost souls, man. and so just give them a little space. If they see them going the wrong way down Higuera or Marsh. You know, give them a little honk honk on the horn and let them know to turn it around. This is the week where you'll see people. Have you ever seen somebody driving the wrong way all the way down Higuera?
Yes.
Yeah,
I've seen someone driving the wrong way down a one-way street downtown with a policeman driving the other way, the right way, and the policeman didn't even turn around to stop them. That's how much they care about those kind of things.
What are they there for? I mean, that's not what they're there for. Come on.
To stop people who are breaking the law, stop people who are breaking a law that it actually could cause a death. No, they're there to pull someone over who has tinted windows. What are you talking about?
At lunch, I was down Old San Luis Barbecue. It's kind of a newer place, like on.
And it's called Old.
Yeah,
it's called Old
San Luis Barbecue.
Wait, you can't call a place Old anything if it's new, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Should that be an Owen rule? I guess that's a Scroggs rule if it's not a hurricane rule.
That can be either one.
Are you outraged by that?
Oh, not really.
Oh, well, then it's not a hurricane rule if you don't even care.
It can be a Scroggs rule.
I guess, but I don't really have rules, so.
Yeah.
It's
so
dumb. Sorry, old slow barbecue.
Yeah, so I was there, and this lady's driving the wrong way down Hygera.
You're getting free publicity to like the three people who listen, so
this
I'm sure you're not going to beef.
This lady's good tri-tip there, like sliders.
Okay, that's enough free publicity.
They're
driving. They need to sponsor us.
Well, I'll go there.
Before we,
that's one way you can get sponsors.
Talk about them more, we need some sponsorships.
So you're going the wrong way down Hygera, this lady, and everybody's honking at her and like waving, don't go, don't go. And she's like just smiling and waving like she's in a parade, like, oh, everybody's waving at me. They must literally like my car or something. just oblivious. Okay, so that's rule number two, is just know who's around you. Give them a little bit of space this week. The kids are trying to figure it out. All right.
Is there one more?
Well, there's like maybe this is one, maybe this is multiple. Actually, it's one rule.
Wait, how many more rules
are
there?
One more. I'll give you one more pro tip.
All right.
Pro tip number three is that there are certain establishments this week that if you live in San Luis Obispo, you got to hope that you went there last weekend, or you got to wait about a week or so before you go there if you don't want to.
And these are like the
heavy
epic
crowds.
But these, you're only talking about the epic landmark places, right? Like
Target.
Okay, so you're not talking about the epic landmark.
Target's
places.
Number one.
You're talking about. I thought you were talking about like Firestone. Like they'll go to Firestone because it's like that's the
too.
Place that everyone has to.
But
go.
that's like every weekend once school starts. Okay.
Okay.
So target number one. Yeah.
You're not
students who are
so you're not
into
talking
dorms.
About the local landmarks.
No.
You're talking about.
No. I'm talking about places you don't want to go that you might go if you're a local on most weekends. You might go to Target and pick stuff up.
Sure.
This is not the week to do that. Or next weekend is not the weekend to do that. Parents are in town with their kids. They're trying to get their dorm room set up. They want to have storage solutions for under the bed in their dorm. They want to be able to have a TV or a mini fridge. So like the Target, Home Depot.
You're saying it kind of like they want an idea. Like these are bad
things.
When I was but these aren't like bad things. These are just like supplies.
Right, sure.
But you're saying it like.
But I'm saying it because it inconveniences me, J.D. Scroggin. It inconveniences me.
But you're saying it like, who are these people that want these minor conveniences?
But they're all getting
at
the same time here. And so like Home Depot. Also, because of like mini fridges and because like dad's leaving their daughter for the first time and they want to buy them like a little mini like tool kit or something, or, you know, whatever it is. They don't have dad's tools anymore. So let's go get, you know.
Pro tip four, don't leave your daughter for the first time anywhere, especially if you drove down Grand Avenue and saw all the houses with the beer.
That's for sure.
And the clothes off.
That's for sure. So that's a tip. Okay, so that's number
number three.
Those are the places. Target,
I added number four. In
Target, Home Depot, and
oh, you didn't
Costco
see the places. You
and
didn't,
Costco.
You didn't say the places.
So Target, Home Depot.
So that whole area
Costco,
of LOVR
near
just
my house,
don't go
just,
over there.
It's going to be insane over there. LOVR is the worst anyway. If you're interested, there's a really good Facebook page. It's called LOVR Sucks. It's a funny page.
Who
of people.
Puts that on?
There's some people.
Do you know them personally?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to tell. You don't want to out them.
No.
Oh, it's like a secret thing.
I don't know if it is or not, but it's a interesting page and it's true, and it's kind of a civic thing it's like the one civic issue that I care about is whether.
Wait, are you the person that puts this on?
I have people in high places, J.D. Scroggin. People in
your
high
minions
places.
Put this on.
I don't know who does it, but it's the one civic issue I kind of care about is whether they're going to build an overpass at Prado Rove.
The one civic issue you care about?
Yeah, is like when they build the Lidio Ranch, because it's going to happen, will they put an overpass or just on and off ramps at Prado? Because if they don't put an overpass there, it's going to make LOVR like just untenable. And that's by where I live, and that affects how I get around town.
Yeah.
And that will affect whether I like being here. That will affect my quality of life. Yeah. So like as directly as anything else. So also the grocery store, that's the last one. Whatever grocery store, especially the Albertsons over on Foothill, is going to be insane. The grocery store, the Ralph's over here also by Madonna Plaza will also be crazy. So
you know what'd be nice to, like, where should you go instead? Like, you should give places that people won't go, like
good
where
places
these,
to go
where
this
are
is
these
a great,
kids not going to go, like
this
where
is a
where
great
would
weekend
college kids not go
because they're all wowies and they're all trying to get to know their way around San Luis Obispo. This is a great weekend because school's already in session to like, and it's like the nicest time of the year here the next few weekends actually, and slow and on the beach and the coastal areas. Go to like Montana de Oro and do like a hike out there. That is a great thing to do. That's a great activity.
Well, remember a few years ago that kid, WowWee kid, died there. So maybe
they're probably discouraging kids from going there.
They're probably outlawed from going there.
There you go. So it's a great place to go and visit.
Yes,
it's a beautiful area. Go to like Morro Bay and walk around on the Embarcadero. Go to Cayucas. Go to
Cambria. You trying to get some trying to get some plugs for the North Coast.
Hey, you know what? It's the time of the year to do that kind of stuff, I think. We had our wedding in October, and it's like, we looked it up. It's the nicest time of the year in Cayucas, like the sunniest, warmest.
Indian summer.
Yeah, that's what we have. It's how we do
Go
it. So anyway, those are Owen's Wow Week pro tips. And if I had a pod drop for it, I'd be like, Wow Week pro tips. Yeah, that would be more like it.
So also, you mentioned like civic things that you care about or whatever causes. That is a good segue to our Slow News Week segment for this week.
Because slow News Week.
Yes, because we need in the butt. Because whether you live here or not, whether
is that
you
from Parks and Rec,
that's from Family Guy. You never seen that Family Guy?
Yeah. Parks and Rec on the has radio? What is it? It's something else. It's something in the Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. You think of it, yes, and I'll introduce the segment.
It's the same deal.
Because whether you live here or not, you know that the Central Coast has its own kind of way of living and doing things, the slow life. And so every week we try to do a segment where we bring you a news of the weird, so to speak, from the Central Coast, so you can understand sort of what it's like to live here in our community.
At least the news of the interesting.
Yes, and we call that segment the Slow News Day. So, Owen, last week we were talking about, it wasn't the Slow News Day, it was just like Owen's rants. The hurricane blowing through about how you almost killed a guy riding your bike. Yeah, sorry. And you were acting very in the right in that whole situation when it was you versus the bicycle rider because he got in your way or whatever.
Yep.
Well, now I'm here to tell you that he might have the law on his side.
Negative.
Because it looks like here, like the new California law called 3 Feet for Safety Act.
Yep.
Requires drivers, to keep a distance of 3 feet when passing cyclists on the road.
When passing cyclists on the road. Cyclists who are, number one, following the law by riding on the right side of the road, the same side as the same direction as the cars. Who are, number two, not riding their bikes across crosswalks. And number three, who have a helmet on, regardless of helmet.
Hold on. I'm reading the story here from sanluisobispo.com by Anne Marie Cornejo, and it does not say any of the things that you added are not present in this story.
Yes, but it does not. The law does not supersede those other laws. It just says that when you're passing somebody on the road, which is not when they're crossing a crosswalk, you're not passing them. They're crossing a crosswalk, and I know a pedestrian on a crosswalk always has the right of way, whether you have a red light or green light or whatever. A pedestrian on a crosswalk, that's actually a rule in California. You could step out on a crosswalk and get hit by a car, and you have the right of way. But if you're riding your bike the wrong way across a crosswalk in a nasty intersection, it's still not, I still could have done what I talked about last week.
Well, it seems to me that
guy's got nothing.
It seems to
that
me
that guy's got nothing still.
It seems Bring to it. Me you should keep within 3 feet away from a bike.
No, I agree.
Because look
I
at agree. This. It says here, anyone observed breaking the law can be cited by law enforcement. Do you want to know how much it costs if you
tell me how much, JD?
Well, how much do you think it would? How much do you think the fine would be if you got within 3 feet of a bicycle? Like, how much should it be?
I bet they could give you a ticket for like up to like $250.
Okay,
that would be my guess.
Well, let me tell you this: this will make you probably rethink about whether or not you should hit that guy in your crosswalk.
Listen, if you're gonna hit, go ahead. Tell me.
Well, I'm just telling you because it says here the base fine is $35.
$35?
Yes. So don't do it.
Oh. It's like the $20 texting ticket. Like,
is that what it is to text?
I think, I don't know if it is anymore, but I think when it first came out, it was something like 30 or 50 for your first offense.
Oh,
and so
okay.
Like, I know people who got like two or three offenses and it kept like escalating before it was actually a deterrent. For them to text while driving.
Yeah, well, $35. But it says here, unless a collision occurs that injures a cyclist, then the base fine, is $220.
Does it, now, being a cyclist, I always keep to the far as to the right of the road as I can. Does it say anything about, like, if there's a bike lane and the cyclist is in that bike lane? I guess that's kind of the gray area, right?
It does. It says, bicyclists have a legal right to be on the road in California, even on streets that don't have bike lanes.
Especially on streets that don't have
bike
lanes.
Said Dan Raviori, executive director of, I could probably butcher that name, of the Bicycle Coalition, the San Luis Obispo County Bicycle Coalition, which is holding an informational event Tuesday at 2 p.m. Well, I guess that would have been already today.
The Bike Coalition puts on a really good thing that's called the Bike Kitchen. It's on the...
Well, it already,
it's
in the, it already passed.
No, but so the Bike Kitchen's a cool thing. Like, it's in the structure on, like, across from downtown center, kind of on the backside of that structure, and you can go get your bike fixed.
Okay, so wait till next year, because it looked like this thing already happened. Okay. There was a informational event Tuesday at 2 p.m., so sorry. This is really slow news. It's like, it's slow it's so slow, you don't even get it in time to be useful for your life.
Right.
Okay. so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It says you have to slow down and wait to pass a bicyclist when it is safe to do so.
Yep. So, like, I ride my bike, like, up Old Creek Road sometimes, and Old Creek Road is one of the windiest, nastiest, like, narrowest roads, and... The idea is that if you're riding up there, you're as far to the right as you can be, but if the car doesn't feel comfortable, they have to just slow down and wait for a safe place to pass. And I'm good with that, right? Everybody gets to enjoy it that way. If you're driving on Old Creek Road, you're not in a hurry probably. And if you are, then you need to chill out a little bit. If you have a bike lane, that's great. Use it. These rules are especially for places without bike lanes, so that people know that they need to act like cars. There are bike lanes on parts of Hygera, like on, as you get towards South Hygera, but in the middle of Hygera in town, bicycles act like cars. And the bicycles...
But hold on. This is useless and dumb, right? I mean, 3 feet? Who gets within 3 feet of a bike anyway? Like, what? Like, this is totally useless to me.
There are people who
I've been driving since the 90s, Owen, and I've never been within 3 feet.
Here's
of a
what
bike.
It gives. Here's what it gives. It gives the law a chance to say to somebody who, because there are drivers who like to screw with bicyclists. There are drivers who like to run bicyclists off the road. There are drivers who get a kick out of that, believe it or not.
But as you know, there are bicyclists who take their life within their own hands
sometimes
and ruin your day.
Well. These are different bicyclists that I'm talking about.
Wait.
Just like there is are there quality, like a, just like there's a high quality of driver and a low quality of imbecile who's going to run a bicyclist off the road.
Is there a caste system of cyclists?
There's people who know the rules and people who don't.
Can you tell by looking at these people who does and who doesn't?
I can watch them ride a bike on a road and I can know, JD. No, I don't know.
Are you profiling cyclists? This is what I want to know. Do you see cyclists?
Yeah.
And
so
go,
if I see a cyclist,
what he's talking about,
if
because
I see a cyclist
he's...
who's riding on in a street with a bike lane, and I've ridden on that road before, and I know that bike lane isn't totally horrible, and they're like in the road, then yeah, I think they're an idiot. If I see somebody like today, I was driving and I saw a guy who was riding the wrong way on Foothill, up the street on the left hand side. Yeah, there's a bike lane there, but you're riding the wrong way on the bike lane. That bike lane is supposed to be going the other way. So if there's if I'm a cyclist on that lane, that guy's got to move out of my way. And he does usually. He gets up on the sidewalk where he also shouldn't be. He should be on the right-hand side
well,
of the
road. Well, not anymore, Owen. You have to get out of the way within 3 feet.
What if I'm another bicyclist?
If I was a bicyclist...
Ooh, then I can hit him.
If I was a bicyclist, I would just ride with like a 3 feet pole around me at all times. And then if anyone...
touched me.
If anyone
$35.
Gets close, if anyone gets close, you should be able to like ram them with your pole, with your lance.
That seems like an awesome like cartoon like idea for that rule. Like this is like the plot of a cartoon where like there's a kid who rides his bike, but he thinks... But he's like a rule follower, and so people do that, and so he gets like a 3 feet radius robot or some kind of a laser system.
Sure, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he can do like a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
Like beep 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 beep. You're in my radius. You know what I mean? And then
he'd
just
have like the voice of the
like,
comic book guy in Simpsons.
Oh yeah, he just turns into RoboCop, and he's like, "You are coming with me."
But it's more like, "Pull over, please."
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, is that your like dorky nerdy kid voice?
What's the guy on The Simpsons who's the comic book guy?
Is that your comic book guy voice?
Best?
No, worst.
Best impression ever.
Well, no, this would be, well, in this case, it would be like worst driver ever.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And then you'd just haul him off to jail.
You must ride this spare bicycle I pull behind me for miscreants like you.
Right? Dude, that's terrific. Do you do any other impersonations, like cartoon impressions?
No, not that I can think of. Huh. Maybe we'll revisit that. Maybe that'll become another segment. Bad impressions that Owen does.
Bad impressions.
Or just bad impressions in general.
Well, do you know any other cartoon voices?
Do I know any other cartoon voices?
Yeah.
Not very well.
But you
did,
know
did you
the
think that was good?
But you know the Simpsons, the comic book guy.
Did you
from
think
Simpsons?
That was good?
It was terrific. What are you talking about? But like, how do you? How is
you
that
like
the?
How, that
how is that the only impression that you know? Like, how do you decide?
That
how do
came
you
up. That came up because it would have matched that specific situation.
I know, but how do you decide? This is the one impression I'm going to do in my life. And that's the one you choose.
It's not the one impression. I don't know. I do impressions based on what comes upon
me. Oh, you can
me.
Only summon them in the moment.
In
like
the
you
moment
can't do...
of an appropriate moment. Yeah.
So you don't have impressions. You just have this superpower to do them when they're needed.
Also, hearing is a superpower of mine.
Hearing?
Yeah, it's kind of part of noticing what's going on around you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hypervigilance. Yeah.
Hearing,
yeah. Okay. Like, I hear stuff. So when I was... Uh-huh. Totally. You said something about he can hear me because I was talking for the first part. But so when I was a kid, there was a guy, there were roofers. We had a hot tar roof.
Yeah.
And there were hot tar roofers on our roof.
Yeah. And he was on the roof and he was
there
like,
were a number of them. One of them fell off.
Those damn Maine.
One of them fell off our roof.
This Maine family, they're not even paying us a fair wage.
I'm inside the house and I hear this thud and it sounds like somebody fell off the roof.
Yeah.
And
lo and behold,
I'm in the same room as my mom, my sister, my brother, my dad.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I think somebody just fell off the roof. They're like, dude, Owen, shut up. And I go outside and there's a dude laying on his back.
Dead.
Not dead. It was a one-story house. It was like barely 10 feet high.
Maimed.
Bruised, maybe?
Oh,
yeah.
Bruised ego.
Probably that too.
So he wasn't even hurt bad.
But he fell off the roof. So you heard it. And I used my superior superpowers of hearing.
But your powers in this case didn't really save anyone from anything. It was just...
No, but
the guy still got bruised.
But my hearing superpowers have saved my truck from getting broken into when I woke up, heard it, and thwarted the meth head who was trying to break into my truck one time.
I have power
in my underwear.
I have power of not hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was a kid, there was a car like that with like a gangbanger kind of car with the hydraulic system coming down the street that like lost control and rammed into the front door of the house next to our house.
Yeah.
I slept through the whole thing. Like I woke up the next day. It was in the middle of the night too. My parents, everybody got up and went to go see. There was police sirens and there was ambulance and fire sirens. Sirens everywhere. I slept through the whole thing. I woke up the next morning. I went out to get the paper. I open the front door, I bend down, I pick up the paper, I look over at the neighbor's house, and there's this big, huge hole in the front of their house, like where the door used to be.
Yeah, I would not sleep through that. Like, that's just me.
Well, your super hearing would kick in.
It does.
You'd run out there, and you'd view the aftermath.
It does. For instance, like...
That's kind of not a good superpower. Like, you hear something happen, and then you just go observe the consequences.
Yeah, like I'm awake before... Like, there's an accident down here. It's happened a few times in the middle of the night, and I'm awake before the accident's done. Like happening, and I'm like calling 911. Like you hear stuff.
Okay, so you do get to.
I act on it fast.
Yeah, you act. Okay, like you don't just watch and be like, no. I am the Uatu the Watcher.
I am the Watcher of accidents.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a few more minutes, and so I just want to check in with you. Do you have something else?
I have one more
to?
Segment.
Okay.
Let's
try to make it.
Every week we do a segment where we bring you the best in what's happening around the country with regards to poop. Everything you need to know.
And when JD says we, he means him.
Yeah, everything you need to know in current events about poop. And that segment.
Kurt, this is for you.
And that segment is called What's Crappin' In?
What's Crappin' In?
Yeah, so what's crappin' in today is.
What's the craps?
Yes. So what's crappin' in today is. And there was a story like this in Slow a little while ago. We weren't doing the podcast, so we couldn't.
Okay.
We couldn't. It was before we started the
podcast.
What's
the story?
So we didn't talk about it. Well, here we go. From Huffington Post. Agitated woman threatens to poop on property of lazy dog owners. And basically, this is somebody who's fed up with the people who just let their dog poop wherever they want and don't pick it up.
Fair enough.
Yes. Yeah. And so this person had an extremely extreme solution
to poop
this
on
problem.
Those people's yard herself.
Well, not just the yard. Get this. There's more. This person, this is her name's Annie Priest, and it looks like she's from the LA area.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
For knowing.
What do you think? You think there's like less tolerance for dog poop in LA or something?
I just think, yeah, somebody who's crazy.
Oh, you think everyone from LA is crazy?
No, but somebody who's from crazy might be from LA.
Someone, if there's a crazy story about someone, then they're probably from LA. It might be from LA. They're probably from LA. I feel like this should be something definitive here.
No. Not going to go that far.
If there's a story coming out of LA,
covered in poop.
The odds are, if it has poop in the story, that they're crazy.
Okay. Continue.
I'm just trying to get your opinion.
I got
there.
Nothing.
You need to be heard. Your opinion on poop needs to be heard.
It does not, actually.
Yes. So anyway, Annie Priest, She's angry at neighbors who let their canines defecate in her yard, and she posted public warnings to anyone who doesn't clean up after their pet. Threats okay. included.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to give you just the highlights or read the whole note?
No, she just the highlights. We don't have a time.
Well, it's not that long. It's not that long, but let me read it real quick. She puts up a cardboard... It's like the size of a Tide box, it looks like.
Okay.
And it's cardboard, and it's written in pen. It says here, to the person who lets their dog poop on our lawn and doesn't clean it up, no pun intended. First of all, it's beyond rude. We live here and pay a lot of money to live here. So yeah, it's probably definitely LA. And it's not a toilet. Huh? Secondly, if you can't pick up your dog's poop, you shouldn't have a dog. And
fair, lastly,
that should be an Owen thing.
Agreed.
Owen's rule.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to go back in your backyard after this. And lastly, we are watching.
That's not my job at my house.
We are watching you. The next time you let your dog poop on our lawn and don't pick it up, I will personally follow you back to your home, wait until you get inside, pull down my pants, and take a huge dump on your doorstep and on the windshield of your car.
Two of them.
Yes, a double.
She must just
have a double decker, so to speak.
She must have like a lot of stuff saved up in there, man. That's not healthy.
I know. It's like not healthy. Who has like constant poop where they can just poop on command?
Yeah, not me.
That must be a superpower. That must be this woman's superpower.
Fair enough.
Poop on command.
Hyperpoopalinch?
Yeah. So I don't know. What's your neighborhood like? Do you have any dog poopers around here that don't pick up the poop?
Not too bad. People are usually pretty good about it. People kind of know each other who walk their dogs. Jenny walks our dog all the time, and she has a bag and she brings it home and whatever.
I feel like there was a story.
There's people who let their dog pee on like the grass, which is borderline, but that's what grass is kind of for. I'm not too like our tree outside by the street. There's not a lot of good grass around it because that tree just gets peed on like 20 times a day by different dogs who want to leave their mark. Like that poor tree is probably like in like toxic shock.
It has pee running through its veins.
Yeah,
that tree.
Yeah, totally. That's why it
like you like someone goes
it changes color. People think it's the fall. People think it's the fall, but it's actually just it changes color based on.
Eventually, you're gonna go chop down that tree, and just pee is gonna squirt out. once you break the bark, it's just gonna be like
disgusting. That's disgusting. That's gross.
Anyways, well, there's somebody in my neighborhood lets their dog pee on my or poop on my yard and
leaves it.
Yes.
Oh, heck no, dude.
You know why it's annoying?
Heck no.
Yes. You know why it's annoying? The most annoying thing about it is the grass grows faster in that one. It's the dog poops on the same area every time. So there's this one tiny patch in the grass where the grass grows faster, greener, fuller, and lusher.
Because of dog poop?
Because the dog poops right there? Yes. No, trust me.
Dog poop isn't like fertile though.
It is.
Maybe theirs is. Maybe they feed their dog like good stuff.
This dog is fertile, whoever's dog it is.
Is it a big dog?
I don't know. Okay. I've never caught it red-handed. Oh. But
brown-handed?
I just go out there and I see the poop. Yes. Brown-footed, I guess.
Brown-eyed.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the reason why it's so annoying. Like I see how nice my grass could look in this poop. And I'm like, God damn it, that poop. Like it's pointing out all of my inadequacies as a lawn grower.
As a lawn grower and a homeowner.
Yes, as a homeowner. This poop is mocking me from its spot right there on the lawn where it grows the grass. First of all, it owns that piece of patch of property right there. And it grows its grass better than I grow my grass. I have like weeds and other things on the rest of the grass.
Yeah.
Right there, the grass is like green and nice and full and lush. And I'm like, damn it. I wish that person would pick up the poop so then I wouldn't look so bad by comparison as a gardener.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So that's our poop story for today.
Yes.
I think we're going to wrap it up. But before we do.
So wrap it up.
I want to just ask you really quick because I'm not going to talk too much sports with you. What do you got on tap this week?
What?
This weekend's a home opener for Cal Poly. What are you doing coverage-wise?
I will be going to the game.
on Saturday.
On Saturday.
And you guys will have like a Saturday edition.
And
like
I'll do live tweeting, you know, follow me at www.twitter.com/SLOcollegebeat
yeah.
to get live updates from the games. Because I'll be there and I live tweet and so you can retweet and tell your friends and follow me on Twitter if you can't be at the game. Or if you can be at the game and you still want to have your phone there and you look at the tweets and you go like, hey, that was a good tweet. I'm going to favorite that tweet.
Favorite
and retweet that tweet.
Retweet the both of us if you want to.
So follow me there.
I should be there taking pictures and stuff.
Twitter.com/fansmanship
and
Twitter.com/slowcollegebeat
to follow JD Scroggin. And then Friday night, you're probably going to be part of the unmatched high school coverage that is the Tribune as well in the county. That's always
there will be lots of high school games.
A lot of high
school
games.
Slow Templeton is the big showdown this week.
That should be fun. The Eagles versus the
Tigers. Wait, you live in San Luis and you knew the Templeton mascot, but you didn't know the San Luis.
Well, Templeton was our. I know the Tigers. Templeton was our.
Oh, you were just testing me.
And Templeton was our. Big rival.
That's what you would say if you didn't.
I know
remember
the slow Tigers. Templeton was our big rival in high school.
Do you? I know you know Coast Union Broncos.
Broncos against Templeton. That was the big deal back in the day.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Well, I remember when it was kind of like a big deal. They played at. They played the championship game in 1996 or 94 at Cal Poly. And
that was actually Templeton versus Morro Bay.
Oh, Morro Bay.
So, yeah, and Coast was in the same league as them. And that was the year Coast had a Trevor threw like 40 touchdowns or something. He broke Pat Hayden's record. And they were like the third best team in that league. That was an amazing league for like such a whatever, small school, whatever. Mike Kelly had like 30-plus touchdown catches in the season. That's pretty good for high school.
Oh, yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, so that'll be fun. I'll probably be over at the soccer games on Friday night, I think. That's probably where I'll be. There's a doubleheader.
Ole.
The men's team's awesome so far. They're
overperforming.
UCLA. Number one team in the nation. Yeah, that'll get it done. And then Sunday I'm going to go play golf at the Cal Poly basketball golf tournament.
Nice.
That should be a good time.
Say hello
to
Joe C. for me.
Joe C., Faith M. will be there. Carrie D, Paul F,
Joe C is the only one that goes by that. Like the rest of them aren't. The rest of them, the ones you just said aren't cool. Tell Joe C that Joe C is
How
cool.
How about Coach
but like,
Doop?
There you go. See, they all have their own names. Yeah. You can't just like apply one
Coach Faith
rule. Yeah, Coach Faith. That's her name.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be fun. I hope you all have a really great week.
Faith M.
I was just trying to be fun. Hope everybody has a really great week. Hope everybody follows us. You know, tell your friends about our podcast if you want to. We try to have a good time. Any ideas that you think we should incorporate, we're open still for ideas, I think, as well. So
if you want to submit a poop news or a slow news day.
Yeah. Email. If you want to contribute, we'll read it on the air probably. Yeah.
Email Owen at
fansmanship.com. Also, JD Scroggin is... Do you want to give out your email address at work?
Well, I mean, it's not hard to find, but I mean, I don't know if you want to be emailing me about poop at my work email address.
Yeah, owen@fansmanship.com.
You can. Yeah. Feel free. It's jscroggin@thetribunenews.com. It's not hard to find. I'm not a hard man to find, believe it or not, Owen.
Rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin.
Correct.
Yeah. Boom. I think we got all of them. Yep. Fansmanship.com is where you can find these podcasts. Just click the Hurricane and Scroggs podcast link. You probably already did under the top banner. And for JD Scroggin, I'm Owen Main.
What the hell is Hurricane and Scroggs?
We're about to play that. Let's hear it. And play us out, Tom Barkett.
Yes.
You're listening to the Hurricane and Scroggs podcast? What the hell is Hurricane and Scroggs?
They jaw drop, now they jawless. I'm an artist, the hardest today. We all in disarray, I done called this a day. I'm up and away. Celebrate life to the extreme. Got the great juice bottles, chillin' Wayne Gretzky. Skate through life, make weight like a jet ski. Wait fake as long as the Lord lets me. So get up, get out and get something. Minuscule trials and tribulations is nothing. As long as my blood's pumping, I'll be into something. Making my carriage out of a pumpkin. It's all about the letters, not the dressing. So if you ain't impressing, well, then you need to be. I did it illegally, then did it repeatedly. It really ain't a thing to me, cause I do it all. I do it all. I do it all. I do it all.
the AM, I'm up, up. Pull out my tree, I'm about to climb up, up. Doesn't matter which one, Swisher's lined up. Tim Lincecum, till you hit your line up.